Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're back with Christina in just a moment. Go Bob Pie builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Christina Butts is Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She's been following the Farm Bill process all along through all the failures of last year, the Super Committee process even before that, when Chairman Lucas and Chairman Stabenow proved that they could work very effectively together. And she's hopeful that now that the House has passed their Farm Bill, even without Title IV, the nutrition title in it this last week, that things can proceed on quickly and get something accomplished between now and September 30th.
Well, we're hopeful that with the House sending over their version of the Farm Bill on Tuesday of this week over to the Senate, that that's a good step in the right direction to get us to a conference. NCBA's priorities have been outlined for multiple years talking about this Farm Bill discussion, and really what we're pushing for is we want the conference to formally be announced. We want the differences to start being worked out because the current extension we're under right now expires September 30th. So we want a conference report back before the House and the Senate passed and the new Farm Bill signed in law before the end of this fiscal year.
Christina, I know that when you start looking at some of the provisions in both the Senate bill and the House bill, there are some things that are very important for U.S. cattle producers.
You're absolutely right. Disaster assistance. This is a big area for a lot of our producers across the country, many of which are in the third year of a extreme drought. Others are battling wildfires. And then over the last few years, there's been floods and freezes that a lot of our producers have been impacted by. So the authorization of disaster assistance programs is a top priority. Also, the conservation title. That was a big area, too. This is one of the few tools and resources where cattle producers can utilize some of their own private dollars with federal dollars to further protect the environment as well as be in compliance with all these environmental regulations put forward by the Environmental Protection Agency. The research title, that was kind of a big area for NCBA and our membership. This is truly the first time in history where we have revamped what agricultural research will look like, and it's mirroring more of what the human research components look like. So, for instance, the private sector can put in private dollars, which are leveraged with federal dollars, and there will be a board designated by academics as well as public-private partnership to further kind of align what the goals of USDA should be from an agricultural research perspective. So all the way around, there's a lot of good things in there for America's cattle industry, and this is definitely a farm bill that we want to see enacted, and we don't want any more extensions. We're tired of extensions. We're ready to get this policy done.
And get her done sooner rather than later. Of course, the September 30th deadline looming, that is the end of the fiscal year when the current extension of farm policy expires. Christina Butts from the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.